Officials are expected to walk a fine line when they meet at the Paradise Alliance Church this evening, balancing fire resistance with reasonable costs at the outset of a lengthy reconstruction process. A total of 20 items will be considered, some pricey, some not. One proposal would require sprinklers inside new residential construction at an estimated cost of $6,000 to $8,000. Another is totally free and eliminates the annoyance of repeatedly cleaning out roof gutters by prohibiting them. Most are purely fire-related, such as requiring defensible space, prohibiting rooftop objects that collect debris such as needles and leaves, and permanent masonry foundations. Others are more aesthetic, such as a proposal regulating roof pitch aimed at making manufactured homes look more like stick-built ones. Another proposal would set a minimum house size at either 800, 900, or 1,000 feet. A third would require manufactured homes to at least fit the proportions of a double-wide trailer. Officials representing the town say the goal is to reduce its vulnerability to wildfire without making reconstruction too costly. The proposals were developed through a series of public meetings. Proposals approved tonight will be developed into ordinances and returned to the town council for further consideration. The meeting gets underway this afternoon at 6 at the Paradise Alliance Church, 6491 Clark Road. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.